dressed, he prayed. I can only state what I see.
This
not for herself. The little lady with the sweater, she's praying for someone else. That's the man, isn't it? He's not here, either. It's your father. He has arthritis. Raise up his hand if that witness the truth. You have a sad heart, you know. Maybe you go home and find your father if you have believed. Someone here, this is really crazy. There it stands. Oh, you could just see the light moving. And over there is the little lady, way back here towards the back. She's putting her handkerchief up to her eyes. She's got a little white hat on, a little thing on her shoulder. She's suffering with a nervous condition. And she's been in and out of hospitals. She's had operations. That's why this lady. Stand up just a minute. This lady right here. Yeah. Others are praying in front of me. I've never seen you lately. We're 12 strangers in front of her. Is that right? You believe we could be his first? You believe that he died and rose again? And he's come back in the form of the Holy Spirit and performed the same work, and you have nothing out of you were praying that I would call on him. Isn't that right? And now just a moment I can take the vision again. Yes, I see you all upset about something. And I see, yes, his operation. And operations is made in her. That's right, isn't it? And you're not from this city, neither are you from this state, you're from Michigan. Right? And you're praying for someone else. And that I see you as years have passed back down your life. And you're holding a little baby in your arms, and the baby is alive. It was born alive. You've become a Christian. You prayed for the baby. The baby has received its sight. And now it's quite a lad, and it's going blind again. And you're wanting Christ to heal that baby. And you might know that I'd be God's prophet. The baby looks very pale, the child. It's real white-headed. Pain coming out, getting out of all those times. That is true. And your name is Alma. Thomas is your last name. That's right, isn't it? Take that handkerchief that you wipe your tears with and place it on the child. Going down and receive what you ask for in Christ. Are you aware the Holy Spirit is there? Just be blessed. It seems to be right, the lady sitting next to her, God's light is moving over the woman. She's got her hands up to her mouth. Stand up, lady. Right next to her. You were praying yourself. You believe. Need to be his servant. You believe that the Spirit is on you now. Isn't that a wonderful key? Love, meekness, patience, the Holy Spirit. Yes, you are praying for a condition that's in your body called a sinner. That's right. And I see a man up here by you, and it's dark around the man. It's your husband. He's unsaved. And you're praying for his salvation. That's what fits the law. Take the handkerchief you have in your hand. civic under control. Don't doubt, but believe. We need you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. God, it's a great time. We pray that you will be merciful to many here tonight. Let them know that it's you, the great Father of our spirit.
Thank you.
I want you to do something for me. There it is again. God is just nothing. Our kind Heavenly Father, oh, to know your presence here now, how you are breathing that you have raised from the dead, and that the Bible is God's infallible word. You're the high priest that can be touched by the key of our eternity. And we're so thankful for it. And you had to make a way to prove that scripture, and tonight it has been fulfilled, for Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, God, how we love you, how we worship you. You are in our midst. The shout of pain is here. The great Jehovah, whose march is all, and time does not bother him. He marches all through eternity, eternity through eternity, the everlasting Amen. The creator of heaven, the author of every good gift, and whatever that is good in all heaven and earth belongs to you. Oh God, be good to these people tonight, and cast away the unbelief that's in the midst of the people, and all the superstitions that the Holy Spirit caused with one great blast. Just now, take this American congregation, Lord, who's been closed up with creeds and denominations and superstitions. Oh, Father, God, be giving your way and great force in this entire glory and blessed. I contend the devil, I defy the devil, and I ask that the devil leave here, and every hungry need that he has with him, that will go with this party, and the people will be made completely whole in Jesus' Christ's name.
Without measure. Now that was Christ, the whole ocean. This little gift that's in your servant here, brother, is just a little drop out of the ocean. It's in measure. But remember, the same chemicals that's in the entire ocean is in that spoon, that little drop. But it's not as much of it, see? And so our ministries are the chemicals that's made up in the great economy of God. And God can use those chemicals the way He wants. It's just not as much of it, but altogether it's more of it than was in the one. See, the fullness of God is in His church, but we have the Spirit with measure. Now, that's what makes the weakness. That's what it is that takes place. That's the reason I don't stay long on the platform. That's the reason they watch me. I faint almost. Now, it seems like stepping off the world. You're coming out of another world. You're coming down here. But what does it declare? There is a land beyond the river, brother. Beyond any shadow of doubt, we're not in any kind of a fiction. We're not in some kind of a mythical hoodoo hypnotism. It's the resurrected Christ proving himself. Standing that night on the platform, after three or four went by, here come a blind man. And he stood down closing. There was a blind man came by, and he was blind. It called his name, told him who he was. And then under that anointing, you can feel the Spirit. I can feel it in the meeting there. Where you can tell where that darkness, coldness, and difference is setting you see like that. But I used to, I'd call him out. I said, what are you disbelieving for, you so-and-so, you Presbyterian preacher? And the first thing you know, if you root up the weed, you pull the wheat with it. But that's just a little alone. See? Just go ahead, do your work. What's that to thee? Follow me to see. Just do what you're supposed to do, and that's, go ahead. So then, I didn't mean the whole together Presbyterian. Many times, Pentecostal preachers. That's right. Unbelievers. Just as much as there is anywhere else, brother. Right. Yeah. So then, when they, now they'll come to you. That's what hurts. They'll come to you. Brother Brandon, we love you. And you know that's wrong. See them right there and watch that Spirit, feel it. Just sit and talk to the man a few minutes and watch that vision work above there. I'd rather not see it. I'd rather not know it. I want to believe his testimony is right. And see, it creates something in you. What would I call that? Well, it's something that it creates a distrust that you don't want to have. You want to love many how, you see. And then that's the reason sometimes I'm a little misunderstood and thinking I'm an isolationist. I'm not. I love my brother, you see. But I want to have it, keep that love in my heart. I never want it to be broke. See, every man loves me, and I love every man. That's the way it is, you see. I want to do that. Then, and when this man came, it told him who he was. That he was a beggar, and he was a worshiper of the sun. You've heard of it. And told him that he had been blind 20 years. It's white as my shirt, his face. That was right. He said that was right. And as I looked to the audience, there's the Ray Jaw or what it was, and now people there, they thought it was the working of a telepathy or something. You could tell it. And I said, is there a doctor present that would like to examine the man? Which was no doctor, you see, is totally blind, you see. And I said to him, sir, there's nothing I could do for you. He had done told him who he was, and that was right. Told him he had two children, and that was right. Told him how long he had been blind, and that was right. And told him that he was seeking a relief for his eyes, a healing. And that in his heart, he said that he would serve any God that would make him well. See, he would serve any God that would make him well. Now, here's what I say for yours. You know your God now, brother. See, any God that, and there they sit with at least 15 different religions sitting around. Worship of flies, worship of cattle, worship of this, worship of that. You know how India is. It's just full of superstition. And there they sat in that condition all around. And I thought, oh, God. And I said, now, here is the man. He's blind. There's nothing I could do to help him. I said, God knows that. And as I looked, he appeared with his eyes looking around, you know, in the vision, rubbing his eyes, smiling. Oh, brethren. Oh, I only wished I had the vocabulary now or the something within me to let you see and know what that means. Such a feeling. See, it's no longer a faith I have to use. It's a drama. God has already said it. All heavens and earth will pass, but his word won't. All the devils out of hell couldn't stop it now. God has said so. That settles it. Like what he told me yesterday morning up there. Oh, I don't care that the waves roar. That has nothing to do with it. The little boy in Finland, all the many places. When God has said so, that settles it. It's thus saith the Lord. And I think, watch it. I thought, oh, God, how I thank you. You're still Jehovah. You're still the Almighty. Then I know my position. I know where I was standing then. I don't care how many devils he set up. There's no failure then. God has done said so. You feel like Elijah on Mount Carmel. standing out there when he hollered to the prophets of Baal. Maybe he's gone on a trip. Maybe he's pursuing. Elijah said, I've done this, Lord, at your command. He knew exactly what was going to happen. That's the reason he could say that. Oh, brethren, our religion is not a fiction. It's not some Santa Claus story. It's a real, living Jesus. Don't be afraid to put him to the test when his word, because he'll keep his word. And that's right. He'll keep his word. There, when I'd seen out of our old God, as it was in Africa, now you're going to do it in India. And I turned to the audience. I said, gentlemen of the religions of India, I could not address them as brethren because they wasn't my brethren. Gentlemen of the religions of India, you were telling me today in your temple down there, oh, how God always makes a way. Yes, sir. Don't fight. Just let him have the way. Just let him alone. You just walk on. Follow him. I said, today I was astonished in your temple when you told me how great your God was and how fictitious mine was. How that the man never died. He got on a horse and rode up to heaven. And I said, but he died. And yea, he rose again. I said, here stands a man of the worship of the Son who testifies of being blind for 20 years. And I said, he is now here seeking his sight. I said, surely the God who made him, the Creator who made him, I said, could give him back his sight. I said, now, of course, you Sikhs and you Jains and Mohammedans and Buddhists and so forth, you say that he's wrong. But I said, what would you do? You'd say, come over to me. What would you do? You'd change his way of saying his prayer. I said, what would you do? You would only change his philosophy. I said, you would have him to worship something else. Or do something, a change of his way of praying. I said, we have the same thing in America. I said, but that wouldn't help the man. I said, you'd only proselyte him. And I said, if he come over here to change from the worshiper of the sun, which you say he worshiped the creator, creation instead of the creator, that's what he did. And through ignorance he did this. But what would you do if you made him a Jain? What would you do if you made him a Mohammedan? I said, well, he would be no better off. He's still blind. And you would only change his philosophy, his way of praying. Change his idea, change his denomination. I said, we got the same thing in America. All the Baptist wants to convert every Methodist he can to the Baptist church. And every Methodist wants to convert the Baptist. And the Baptist, the Presbyterian, the Lutheran, the Pentecostal wants to take them all. And I said, that's the way it goes. But I said, what is it? It's purely psychology. Right. But I said, we have one God. Or you all have many. But I said, that's the way it is in America. They're proselyting and pulling and fussing and everything, trying to get all come this, and build a million more and 44 and all these slogans and things like that. I said, what is it? It's pure human psychology and building up of organizations. And I said, I challenge, excuse my emotions, I challenge the Buddha priest to come forth and give him his sight. If he'll do it, he'll be a Buddha from this on, and I will too. I said, I challenge the Mohammedan priest to come forth and give him his sight. He'll be a Mohammedan from now on, and I will too. Oh, brother. Our God lives. Yeah. You're in America. You don't come face to face with these things. You have to get into them lands to really, there's where they're watching. See? There's where you've got the showdown. Or you can say, I can prove I've gone to a big organization that has nothing to do with it, brother.
Right.
Right. Right. I said, I challenge any religion here to come get him in sight. And he'll join your religion, and so will I. I said, surely the Creator who made him, if he's seen that he's worshipped the creation instead of the Creator, surely he would bring him back to his right conditions, to bring him right if he did this through the ignorance of his worship. And I said, that's the quietest crowd I ever talked to. Thousands, just as far as you could see, laying there on each other and piled together. It was quiet. Every man stood on his pillow of the great priest's name. No man made a move. I said, then, gentlemen, why don't you say something? I said, the day in the Jan temple, you told me how little Christianity was and how it was in the minority. And it is. Mohammedans are greater than men. We're by third or fourth, taking Catholics and all of us together. You told us how little we were. But how big are you? Oh, we know, Dan. I would have never said that, brother. God knows that. If that vision hadn't have been there. No, sir. But God had said so. And that settled it. That's the same thing took place in Africa. Certainly. I know what it was for me no longer. I was just his mouthpiece. There it was. That's the same thing took place in Finland in the raise of the dead. Boy, you read the story. Certainly. That's right. He's God. He don't tell his servants all things. But when he wants to use you, he can put his hands on you and take you here and do it. And if you just be humble and stay in your position, he can make more glory out of it than all the diddle-daddling long you can do or I can do. That's right. Abide in your calling and stay there until God's ready to move you somewhere. That's right. There, when he stood there, I said, "Folks were quiet." I said, "Why? Because you can't do it. And neither can I. The God of heaven, Jehovah God, has raised up his Son, Christ Jesus, who has stood here by me this night and showed me a vision. This man is going to receive his sight, and it's thus saith the law. If God doesn't give that man his sight, I'm a false prophet." And I said, then my religion I'm representing, I'm falsely representing Christianity. But if the God has said this, then if he doesn't, how many here will forsake your superstition and serve the living God who can restore the sight to the blind? And as far as you can see, those hands raised in the air. There's the showdown. That's the proof. As the old saying, the proof of the pudding is the eating thereof. There it is, not our theology, not our psychology, but the proof of the real, true Creator who made the heavens and earth. And as the Holy Spirit brewed us from the earth, surely the brewing of the Holy Ghost can restore us back to our right conditions. And there, standing in that place, turning man with a heart that's as sure and as much faith as I believe I can walk through that microphone. Yes, sir, because not because it was me, no, brethren. That had nothing to do with it. It was Jehovah God ready to move on the scene. That's right. And he just showed me by a vision through a gift. And he wanted to use it at that time, surely before a bunch of heathens, that he would use his gift. And there I stand there, walked up to the man and put my hands up on his face like that. And I said, Heavenly Father, you who showed the vision a few moments ago, I said, I feel like Paul of old when he was on this ship and said, be of a good courage. For I know that you will give this man his sight because thou hast said so, and I have spoke your word, and I with all the wisdom I have made each one promise that they would receive you as personal Savior if you would do this. Now, God, the God who made the heavens and earth, now you who raised Jesus from the dead, as we can stand and see gravitation lose its power, for he's the center of gravitation, as he raised that cold, form body out of the grave and sent him into glory. Now let it be known that you're God. This day, I ask it in the name of Jesus Christ. When I held my hand there, and when the prayer, of course, wasn't interpreted, when I dropped my hand, a man looked. He let out a scream. He grabbed me around the waist. He grabbed the mayor of the city and began hugging and kissing. He would just could see as good as any man standing in here. I'm telling you, a frantic, a scream went from those people, and the whole thing went into a turmoil. 2 or 3 hours later, they got me through the crowd with the army there trying to push him back. I had no pockets in my coats. My shoes was gone. They'd pulled every clothes off of me, nearly stripping me, screaming and crying. And the next day with sorrow, I had to leave India with a promise that I'd be back again. But brother, the commandments of Jesus Christ is just as true today, just as vital. He's just as much resurrected today as he ever was. He is the same Lord Jesus, and he's with us today. Don't be afraid. Trust the Lord.
Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as man and women are sitting here together, who we are associated in this same blessing. And as I'm so happy to stand as the today to tell them what their great Savior is doing in other lands to man who hasn't had the privilege of the great visitation of the Holy Spirit. I pray that you'll bless these men and these women. Oh, eternal God, these ministering gifts that's in this group this morning, they belong in Baptists and Methodists and Presbyterian and Pentecostals of different phases and things. Oh, God, may this fellowship that we have this morning in one thing common, may this never leave them. And may whatever position you have placed them in and ordained them into eternal life and given them their positions, may they serve reverently for some glorious day Jesus shall come, and all the sorrows and troubles of this world will be taken away, and we shall see him. We'll have a body like his own glorious body. And when we sit together over yonder on the other side, oh, what a day it will be. Oh, may each minister in here, may his pulpit, may his sermons, may his ministry be inspired greater. Grant it, Lord, if I have found grace in your sight, and as my brethren stand here this morning, oh, I pray that each of these ministers in here, these ministry spirits, that God hear my prayer. And I pray that you have purged that gift that's in them. If there are preachers, make them better preachers. If there are evangelists, make them better evangelists. If there are teachers, make them better teachers. If there are pastors, make them better pastors. God grant that they will be filled with the Spirit of God and will be energized by the great supervine that will give them life eternal and power to minister with and to touch the needy world as it so needs today. Forgive us of our shortcomings. Forgive us of our narrow-minded beliefs and little sectarian ideas. And let us be baptized into one big brotherhood, into one big fellowship, that the kingdom of God might be furthered by our coming together this day. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen. I am sorry to keep you long, brethren, but it's way late. It's 10:30. No, it's 10:45. I'll pay the extra. I am sorry, but I love you.
Now, will you praise him if he will heal you?
giving all the glory to God. I pray that you will get not any opportunity. Have you been here nights before? This is your first night. You've never seen the visions of the Lord first. Now, I'm going to ask each one to bow in the way for this paralyzed man with the stroke, that you will pray with all your heart with me, that our prayers together might help this poor dear brother. You are thank you. Now, kind Heavenly Father, we are so in love with you, and we know that thou hast all the power in heaven and earth. And I'm thinking of this dear man standing here dragging this book, this arm hanging down, standing at his side. Satan has determined to pick him and stop him. And we are praying with all our heart, asking that the love that is within our heart for him will be subjected to God's cross and there may the sovereign grace of Christ return and touch his body and take away the stroke. Oh, blessed Savior, may our faith be strong and may our brother get well. In Jesus' name we ask it. And now I'm going to ask the audience if they will just keep their heads bowed just a moment. Please don't look. Cause you do so, you just put your ears up a little bit, you just keep your head down. I don't know that God has touched the man. I do not know. I'm just asking you, and please not, if you hear my voice, keep your head down. Now I'm going to ask you to hear me. I'm going to ask you to raise your feet. You may raise your hand. He has dropped his hat, his hands are up, his feet are loose, and God has healed him. What was it? You may go off the platform happy. What was it, young man? Here's the lady with the braces on her, and just as we can, and to God. Let us say a prayer, say a prayer to God of the Lord. Heavenly Father, in Jesus Christ's name, we give you praise, thanks for all that thou hast done. Thou art to me Christ, and we ask your eternal blessings upon those who are working. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
This is Mr. Joseph Miller from Gone Blind Community Day.
Would you come, sister? Now, please pray this call to hold the vision, see? But our vision is a prophetic gift that stands the presence of the Holy Spirit through the audience and you receive it. This is a gift of healing. The angel of the Lord, have you read my book? He said, listen, and I haven't exercised this for some time. But he said, if you get the people to believe, I said, they will not believe me because I'm uneducated. He said, you are given two signs to do before the people, and by this they will believe you. And Dr. Lee Bale studied today, telling me how he walked me up in Portland, Oregon, Washington, in the big Monster Arena, in Vancouver, how did the people were real. He said, Brother Dan, what has happened? I said, the people rallied for the reason. He said, is there any way that you could leave it off just for a little bit and exercise the gift that God has given you? I said, he said, if you be sincere, nothing could stand before the presence of God. And I believe that I maybe passed over many things that American people must have time to lay on to. That is their way. Now, sister, blindness is a hard thing. And I certainly wouldn't want to see you blind. But Jesus of Nazareth touched the blind man by his miracle gift. And he received his sight. You believe that God will see you tonight? Now let us bow our heads with him. Oh, merciful Father God, in whom we love the Christ, we give to thee praise and glory. In the presence of this honor, we thank thee for Jesus God's Son, and praise thee for his atoning grace for us, and that thy presence is here to Jesus Christ, and making me afflicted well. And now, this offering of sister's son, in confession of their faith, knowing that he's gone blind, but he has come to me, and as they say, I am the earthly Christ, and with my hands upon her, as the submission of God, I ask that the blind go from her eyes, and effectually her body, and she will remain throughout her life with good sight. In Jesus' name, just a prayer. Now, with your head down, with your mind closed, just a moment. Now, in Christ. Now, sister, not knowing how well your eyes were, or what do you look at for you? Do you see all right? You see him well? Can you see me very difficult what to do when you're not in the house? To see the ball that is in my mind and the fingers I have up? Okay. Can you see that you're blind? Can you read that? All I can read is that the lady would not read the book of God without a letter, the year she would not read the Bible.
Praise the Lord.
Is he with you? Can you see all I can read? Raise your hand if that is so. Now let us give God praise and thank you for his name. Thank you. for that breathing power. And God used them all. And when God rejected after hearing our grace, we may have prayed to the Lord. Then, Lord, I ask today in Jesus' name and for His sake and His praise. Amen. My sister, if you were to die now, This is not a thing, a shadow of God's design, and it always makes you so upset. But, you know, everybody keeps saying, everything next to yourself. How crazy when someone is haunted. But, you say, perhaps you're not seeing it now. But it is about you. But you know that Jesus can make you well, don't you, sister? Yes, yes. Now let us bow for just a moment for this little nervous sister. And Father, this is some mother's daughter today. For our son is wife, and she stands here with a gloom, pain, for making her nervous all the evil habits of this good God. He was standing with an insane asylum, all over the setting up head of dead burdened against the wall. There! He comes forward to the special love and reading out death now to begin to all things. Oh God, hand down our grace and let the Holy Spirit God over your sin from her and may life now leave us and may it never return again and may it be happy all the rest of our life,
God, you know that, and I should have
that through his sacrifice, benefit, that you would save us and heal our hearts. And this growth that also lives with this God, I now have heard of Christ in the kingdom. Of all the confessions of this man who comes to offer the child to me to pray for and ask that in Jesus' name, God's beloved Son, that he will take the growth from God's wisdom. For the glory of God and the testimony of Christ. For in Jesus' name we have this, as our love, the little one of our understanding, we send it to the end of his grace and our new Father's grace grant to the end. With every head bowed, every eye closed, he said. The lump has gone from the new boy.
Praise the Lord.
Let's get that very day. It's here in the system. We give God praise and thank you for the new boy. And yet, it doesn't be all right now. And bless your heart. God bless him, sir. He has been on us. How great thou art. How great thou art. Now, we thank God for him to be part
of it. This is awesome for some of us today, running in the room.
This is awesome. I, as you are listening, you're expressing this meaning to let us know that you believe. And now you come as your love is right. You know that this is well, it is evil, and you love the Lord. And you come now to reject your love to him. And I come to offer mine with you. And may the Father's grace come down to you, and may you never have a threat anymore. You will be evil. Then I just take your hand to a corner of my heart. Dear Heavenly Father, as hundreds of people in this very believing Christians born to be man and boy and girl, who are now projecting to be their love, along with this sister who has dwelt in her body, and she is there to believe and to expect and to send forth her love to be. To walk out before these people tonight, before man to pray for her, believing that God will condemn the disease of her body and will extend her good health to her. Oh God, with all my heart, I pray that you'll grant this blessing to her in Jesus' dear name.
All right. Now, as we pray, now I want it to be real loving. Now, I'll tell you why. Unto you, brethren, that were taken it, took it, Christ said, they take them now. See, this is the life. We're glad to hear that report. There was a lady here last evening. He was a cripple sitting in the audience, the usher just came singing. But was sitting in the audience, and she wanted to get into the prayer line, but could not. And she just looked up and asked her to receive it, and was instantly healed and walked out home. I understand the little lady with the polio here. I left in the room the other day, passing through the building, after a little prayer fire, and someone tells me, because this is what someone told me, that she got a feeling in the foot. And begin to itch or something, and the verse stuck to the cross. But God knew it. Life is putting back. The curse being taken. See? Just keep on believing. That's all. You're doing better, aren't you? Amen. That's good. of so many reports. Now, to everyone here, you are total strangers to me. As far as I know, right here is a two men sitting here that I know, and there's somebody, the doctor, standing right down there. I know the doctor. And I know him, and Mr. Woods and Mr. Bay over here are friends of mine that I know, and my son standing over here. My daughter-in-law, Mrs. Wood, sitting back in this section here by the post. That's all that I know in the building now. But did you know that Christ knows everyone that sees you, Sister Bayer, and the doctor's right, I've seen you sitting there. But do you know Christ knows each one of you? Now, here is the purpose. Now, don't lose it now. This is the right time. This is the purpose. Listen to me. Christ has healed every one of you when he died at Calvary. It's your faith in his finished work. No matter what the condition it means, it's your faith in what he did. Now, the same reason you just accepting as personal healer. Now, if Jesus is here tonight, and you say, Jesus, come here and heal me. Well, he cannot do that. He's already done it. The Bible says he's giving without redeemers, did he? The Bible, he said, it's finished. He's already been wounded for your transgression. And with his fast meaning, where already he was. The only thing he could do would be to call himself to be here. And how would he live? In America. Now, are you the lady that said to come here this morning? I'm going to go and now, being a little early, you can walk just a little closer if you were up, lady. Your friend's a lady. And she, of course, wearing glasses. You know there's something wrong with her eyes, except for being reading glasses. First, she's about 35, 40 years old. They're actually, her eyeballs get black and they're not reading glasses. Of course, then, that's the regular procedure, like your hair doesn't grow or anything else. But she looks happy to me, and she's a stranger to me. I never saw her in my life. I suppose that's it, we're strangers together. If we all saw the people would understand things of the room. Now, here is a picture again of a Bible picture. This is a new one. Our Lord Jesus in St. John 4 was talking to a woman that came out to get some water at a well. You'll never see it. And she came to get some water, and when she got the water and started to put it on her head to walk away, our Lord Jesus said to her, woman, bring your drink. And she being a Samaritan and him a Jew, there was a law of segregation, so she said, it's not customary for you to ask such. We are there being the Samaritans and Jews. He passed a conversation with her, but he caught his spirit. And when he did, he said to her, he found out some trouble she had. And we believe in America, I know the Eastern idea is different, but we believe in America that she had five husbands. The Bible said she did. And Jesus said, the husband you got now is not yours, and you're living with him. So there must have been something wrong. And when the disciples came, it wasn't no disgrace for a man to talk to a woman in public, but they were astonished that Jesus talking to such a person. The Bible said they were. Of course, the Eastern idea is different from that, but it's all right. Whatever it was, it was a woman talking. And the woman, he said, he contacted his kid and he found where her trouble was. And he said, go get your husband. He said, I don't have no husband. All right. He's witnessed you didn't have a husband. But Jesus said, you've had five and the one you have now is not yours. The lady said the truth. What did she say? Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Is that right? Now that's what she went on to talk. Then she said, we know that when the Messiah cometh. How many of these Jesus was the Messiah of God, didn't he? He said, we the Samaritans, he was a religious person, went to the church and knows the law of anyone. He said, we know that when the Messiah cometh, he will tell us this for all things. But you couldn't make out of him anywhere. He said, I'm he that talks to you. The speaker came, and she ran into the city and said, come see a man that told me these things. Isn't this the Messiah? Now, if that was the sign of the Messiah then, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, it's the sign of the Messiah now. That is to the believer. But what was that sign to to the big high Orthodox church plant. A devil, a pastor's house, a Beelzebub, a mere telepathy. It's the same sign to them now. You're around the world, sees me no more yet. You'll see me, I can see me. I'm not going to die to say that. I'm going to raise you and I'll be with you even in the world. I'll be doing the same thing right on down to the end of the world. Now, if that picture is true, which we know it is, then Christ's church come down, if you as a believer, and reproduce himself again, and find out what he's standing here for. Is that right? And if he does this, the woman could be a infidel, she could be a Gnostic, she could be here for a treatment. Watch what happens. How many of you live where that man will hardly come and hypnotize you? They went to these army tents on those people, dark like a dog, and only six the forces, is there what they call it? Six forces, I don't know how to speak it right or not. Six forces, I believe it's called. And I even hypnotize these soldiers and make them bark like dogs to me, and somebody hired them to come and hypnotize me. And when they mounted them come down, I saw that odd spirit. I thought it was a devil at first. I looked around for a fortune teller. And I watched, I seen sitting there in those eyes looking at me. I thought it was that guy. I turned again. I began to watch it, interrupted. I watched out there. I seen what the Holy Spirit said. I turned around where he was. I said, you child of the devil. Why is the devil cut my heart to come do this thing? God rebuke you! And the next day, he was paralyzed and he lived yesterday and that's been about 3 or 4 years ago. He's still sitting paralyzed. Last letter, I said, Rupert. Thought I know that was yours. Remember that man that night up here across on the committee line? They run up there and put on a square card, a whole lot of things and red. He's doing everything, walked up there. I said, there's nothing wrong with you. But, oh, yes, there is. Put on my prayer card. I said, that has nothing to do with you. I said, that's a prayer card. I said, there's nothing wrong with you. He said, oh, yes, there is. There's nothing wrong with you. And I said, well, maybe you have faith in the healing. He said, that's what it is, huh? And I turned and looked. I thought, there needs a single room open that before me. And there stood a woman standing looking down at two men. One of them had on a gray suit with a red tie. Another man sitting across on the other back to me. There's a green sword hanging over the table. And I heard it say, and it's nothing but a telepathy. And when you heard it, and it showed that he's wrong. And he belonged to a certain denomination church that I would not call the name. And when he came back, when he was reaching us, I said, why has the devil cut your heart to do this? Why, I said, man, aren't you ashamed of yourself being a preacher? And last night you set the joy of life and another man that was sitting right there in the balcony, sitting there with that red tie on in the bloody suit, and you sat in the room last night and said that you'd go over and not stand so on your prayer card. It's also Usher with Saint Spirit to me, middle to everything. I said, now the Satan dead fell down and grabbed me on the platform by my pants. And I said, the thing that you put on your prayer card, please, and so forth, is on me now. The man died about a year later. That was the injury I'm telling you. Many of you heard that. How many of you heard it? Let's see your hands. Any of you want to hear it? Certainly. You're not praying for it. The Holy Spirit. You do love him. This woman was stranger. I never knew her. I never seen her in my life. God knows her. I don't. But I'm professing this. And my contention is that Jesus Christ has raised from the dead and he's just the same today as he was. He don't keep his word with his God. He's got to keep his word. I believe the word in spite of it, I believe it. Now, be reverent, be prayer, and I want to talk to the woman just a moment. And if you'll perform the same thing here that he did back there in the Bible time, everyone was promised, if you believe, I'm going to accept anything that he got need of, you believe he's here to give it to you. Is that right? If God will do this, it's a sign to you that he's here to give you just what you're asking for. The only thing you like is to believe. Now, let us look to the woman. Ladies, after preaching and talking, the Spirit of, or the Holy Spirit in a gift, one gift is preaching, as the evangelist. Another gift is prophetic, which is altogether a different gift. And to be preaching then switch to something else, it's another anointing but the same Spirit. You understand? Now, you and I have been strangers and never have met each other. And you being the first person here, I'm just trying to contact this spirit. It's exactly what I'm trying to do. Right. Because you're a woman, I'm a man, and we've never met before, and where we are before several hundred people. And now God's word is at stake. That Bible, it says that Christ promised what he promised, that we would do the same, we'd live in it, and he would work for us to do the same things that he did. That's either the truth or the error. Now don't be afraid to put God's word to the stake. But I perceive that you are a Christian because your spirit begins to feel rotten. See, the Holy Spirit here, and now it's a gift. It's a brother and sister now. Things are changing. You're aware that something's taking place just then. If that's right, just raise your hand for the audience to see. Did you ever see the picture of that line? That's what got on you just now. Now the ladies, if the audience can still hear my voice, he is a believer, a real believer. And I see her, she's doing something, but she's real nervously about something, like she's dropping something or something. She's bothered with nervousness. That's her trouble. She has a nervous condition. And she's all upset about something now. That is, she was been to a doctor, and that doctor was looking over her breast. And he found a place like that keeps gathering like a growth. Now, see, with that little white thing or something, he turns your back. And there's something on your back near your spine. And he says that you need an operation for it. That's that is true. You believe? Now, something's here that knows you. I don't. Something knows you. He said, these signs will follow them as you. Come and let me pray right now. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, thy Son, I bless this woman that she may receive every blessing she's asked for, and send her home happy, rejoicing, praising God. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless your loyal heart, lady. Go rejoicing, happy, and thank you to God. If you come, lady. You believe? Now, as she rose from the dead, now you look this way, baby. Your mouth and your arm. Amen. Oh, what a feeling. I feel just like it was that day when that, after 2 years, that little boy was sitting in the school, he raised in the bed. I know there was a story. Then ran a little bed there and hundreds of them around, and I said, stop, pray at the Lord. I saw these there, baby. In 5 minutes now, you'll be on the seat on the false prophet. There was a raised and leaping feet, praising God, living up today. He's Christ. He can't lie. And he named Christ. Now the lady's saying, here is another stranger. We don't know each other. But that's why it raised your hand. Have faith now. Don't doubt. Believe it. All right. It's the Holy Spirit can reveal to me what you're standing here for. The very thought and desire of your heart, will you accept it? You will. You know, as a man, I couldn't hear you if you're sick. And if you are, if I could and wouldn't do it, I'd be a brute. Not a man. If I could help you, wouldn't do it. But I can't help you. But I'm trying to do all I can to get some presence of him who can help you. Because you're my sister, you're a Christian believer. Right? Now the Lord said to Nathaniel, behold, an Israelite in him is no guile. He said, when did you know me? He said, before Philip called you, I saw you. Way away. What if I told you I see you from way away? See? You're not from this city. You're from another city called Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah. I see a doctor up here. And a doctor's looking somewhere in the chest or the throat. He says it's a dove on the inside, that's just been recently, and he's set upon for operation, a huge demand for an operation. He says, is it?
Yes.
It has to be. Are you a big guy?
Yes, I do.
Our Heavenly Father, the little lady desires life, and I pray as I lay hands on her, that you will give to her the desire of her heart. I pray this prayer in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you. Turn your head happy. God bless you. Do you believe? All right, do you really have it now? Someone was feeling me out and said, then I didn't fuck it. If you really have it, I said, the angel of the Lord, which is the Christ of God, it's a light. How many know that the angel that followed the children of Israel was a pillar of light, a fire? How many know that was Christ? How many know that he said, I come from God, I go back to God? Did he say it? And when Paul made him after the resurrection, what was he? Pillar of fire, in the light. Was that right? But the Bible says that's what he is. I'll be real of it, he says. All right, Mr. Lady, how do you do this thing? I don't know you know that. But we're saying to each other that God does know it. I just be loving and don't think I'm beside myself, I am not. But I can only say what I've seen, and I just believe. Well, you have come to me, and we're years apart, and probably born miles apart, and years apart. This is our first time to meet. But do you believe me to be God's servant? You believe that what I teach in the Bible is the truth? And you believe that the claims that I make? The reason I say that, ladies, you remember when Jesus saw a vision of the resurrection of Lazarus, he was on his road back to get Lazarus to raise him. But he asked Martha, when he came out on the road, he came out to meet him. He said to her, he said, if I would have been here, my brother would not have gone. He said, thy brother survived again. And she said, I know in the last days, he said, I'm the resurrection life. See? And he said, I'm the resurrection life. He got bigger than me, though he was dead yesterday. He's never living and bigger than he's never died. He said, you believe this? He said, yes, Lord. I believe. He believed that he was what he said he was, the Messiah. And he is the Messiah tonight. I'm just his servant. But the angel he spoke to me and sent me here to get the people to believe you and be sincere when you pray. I said, they won't believe me. He said, by this they will believe you. This is given at birth. He's just a little baby boy. You are suffering with an arthritis. I see you so hardly get around the pool. Then you have heart trouble. That is right. Then you have something that makes you sick. It comes from your right side. This gallbladder trouble. Because you have a polyp like of the gallbladder. That's the thing. Yeah. Now, I cannot hear you, neither do I know what to say. But something was talking to you. That wasn't me. Because I don't know you. Now, do you believe all this? Now, the more you talk to it, the more it'll be said. Now, not for a public show, God doesn't do things that way. But for the glory of God, that you might understand, see a divine gift. Here I talk to you some more. She's an elderly lady. And I'd like to talk to her just a little more. Now the lady seems to go from me again. Yes? I feel the symptoms of vomiting or gagging with the gallbladder. And I see you. You're not from this city. You're from a city's got like a canal in you or something. The Spencerville, that's where you're from. And you live on a street called Main Street. Your number is 401. Your name is Lee Miller. You believe me to be a prophet? A servant? Let us pray. Oh, God, you raised up the Lord Jesus. I pray that you will heal this woman and make her well. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. God bless you, sister. Have faith in God, do you believe? Now, here is another stage. A colored woman and a white man. This turns back to preach again to the St. John 4. And down in the south, they have a segregation between the white and the color. And this makes the scene just right. And then Jesus let her know, though, that there was no difference. God makes no difference for all his offspring. I do not know you, lady. You are a man and woman, first time ever met in life, even a different race. But God knows his soul. You are a believer. And if God will reveal to me what the trouble is, will you believe it? You will? Will you all just believe? May the Lord Jesus grant it. Little Lottie. Now just a moment, there's a little boy. I thought it was a little Lottie, but I'm tired. Lord, isn't he? No, he's just a little boy, Tom. Way over the corner. Papa, do you believe that God can make a boy well? You're setting your brains on him, aren't you? It is your prayer. Your little boy has erupted. That's God, isn't it, Papa? Mama, is that God? Stay with your hand. See, you cut something, didn't you? You cut your ground. Lay your hand over on the little lamb. Heavenly Father, in Christ's name, grant their faith is to take it now to do that which they are designing in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus said, I can if ye believe, for all things are possible for them. Oh, if you could just see what I'm looking at. It's a little lady sitting there just looking at me, and she's praying. And she knows that she has contacted the Holy Spirit. She's moving her lips, she's praying. She is now praising God. Well, she's been suffering with a throat trouble. She's got a little turban out on her head, she's got a little white thing. That is God, isn't it, lady? And I see someone else holding to her throat. It's the lady sitting next to me with a round eye coat on. Her throat trouble too. I'm speaking to you, Mrs. Miller. Why are you really talking to you? All right. I've never seen you in my life and never knew, but that's why I raised your hand. Oh, how we thank the living God for his goodness, for his mercy endures forever. Just have faith. Just believe. Now, little lady, you're sitting there with a slouchy eye from weeping. Something touched you, didn't it? You never touched me, but you touched him. And that big band that was put around your arm and said you had high blood pressure, that is right. What do you think they're sitting next to you? You had one around your arm, but it said low blood pressure. One was high, and the other was low. Is that right? It is right. Well, have faith in God, you touched him. I challenge your faith to believe. Don't doubt. Just have faith in God. Pardon me, lady. I can only go just to concern me. All right, we're standing here as man and woman. Oh! You are for a very serious case. You're standing for someone else, your brother. And that man is in a mental institution. And he's not here in this city, but he is in Cleveland, Ohio, in a mental institution near his sister, and you come that I might offer prayer for your brother. That is true. I'm not reading your mind. That is true. Oh, God. are kind of heavenly Father, down there in that terrible place tonight, let the Holy Spirit deliver that man from his affliction and make him completely whole. Because of his loved one who's standing by him, I ask this in Jesus' name, amen. Pray and may God grant it as you have believed, so it may it be so. Oh, my. Have faith. Little ladies, the little stars are over here. You stood in the step of Christ a while ago. The light of God is still over you. But that dust cover you've been having is gone from you. So you don't have to worry about it anymore. What do you think that next year has your dust cover? You think it will have Jesus to make you well, dear? All right, you may have it all, say that. And the lady with her hands up, to her face. She's got a chest trouble. And the little lady that's wiping her eyes yet. But arthritis is not also shifty. Oh, man. That's the way to do it. Her face. Go down. How do you do? Of course, you know you're in the presence of something besides a man. You believe it's the Holy Spirit? Be real of it, everyone now. These diseases go from one to another. Now be real of it, they won't understand much longer. But just be real of it, it's even stronger too. Each one is a soul, each one is a spirit. And as you move, it has an interruption, you see. Because every one of you, it just plays just like I just know right where you're at. And just watching with all that is within you to help you, friends, you cooperate with me. And with the Holy Spirit, you hear that. Let us take this lady then, just a moment. Your main trouble is a nervous trouble. And it causes you to have trouble in your arm and in your limbs. That's wrong. And you're not from this city, either. You're from Cleveland. Your name is Henrietta. Coleman is your life name. You live at an address called 8517 Cedar Avenue. Another thing that you might know that I'll be glad to talk of. You got someone on your heart you're praying for. It's a man. The man is your uncle. And he's got cancer, dying, and he's unsaved, and you're praying for his soul. Amen. You believe? Then you see what you've asked for in Christ's Jesus' perfect name. Have faith in God. What do you think setting up like that back double for? You think God will make you well? Putting that on the side there. You believe God will heal you? All right, you can have that down for a little bit. Amen. You want to go over to some trouble and be made well? Be healed? Then go into supper. Be well and thank you. What if I told you you're healed saying that? Would you believe it? If you rather have confidence in my word, then go. The Lord Jesus made you completely whole. How do you do, young lady? You're very young lady to be anemic, but you are. So how about let you and I go to Calvary for a blood drink these days and make well? You believe? Then in Christ's name, go and be healed. Thanks be to God. Heart trouble is a killer, but Jesus Christ is a Savior. Do you believe that? Then go and be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's say praise be to God. Do you believe? Have faith in God. What about you in the balconies up there? You're not left alone. Christ, you just is great up there. I challenge your faith in Christ's name. Can you listen here? Here's a young girl looking straight at me, sitting out here to the banister, by the heavy set girl. Do you believe me to be that prophet, sister? You're praying, wasn't you? If that's right, raise your hand so the bathroom can see. I've never seen you. But you're suffering with a back trouble. If that's right, raise up your hand. Now, do you believe me? Or God's servant, you believe it's Jesus Christ and Robinson? Let me tell you how it happened. You fell off of a slide, done it. Is that right? Raise up your hand. Now, your healer, Christ, takes your head. See? That lady sitting right behind you with a little white hat on. You're in perfect contact, you're praying. You thought there would be a healer up your trouble, so you accept and believe in your true servant, and Christ be close in your breath. That's right, raise your hand. See? I challenge your faith. By the way, the man sitting right behind the fellow has a ladder, too. That's right, let's just say, raise your hand. There you are. Have faith. I challenge you. Amen. How do you do? We're strangers to each other. I don't know you, but God does know you, doesn't he? You agree me to be your servant? You're suffering with breast trouble, too. That's easy to hook to that lady there, don't you see it? He's going back and forth. Yeah. You agree? What's your husband going to think about there? He's going to agree with you, then? As a minister, he's still sick. He's got that trouble, hasn't he? This people got to drop the line. Yes, he can go home now and be made well. You know what I mean? I've never seen him in the life of that tree. I go on the road and God, tell your husband to be well. Let's say praise be to God. You love him? Oh, how he wants to heal you all. There's many out there suffering with heart trouble too, ladies. They're just everywhere. Anybody with heart trouble stands in your feet right now. Stand in your feet every day. Jesus don't call him. Just the man standing, and he stand right here just a minute. Have faith in God. Yeah, that's got a cancer. Cancer, stand up to your feet. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. There you are. Stand here just a minute. Have faith. Come, ladies. You believe from your God's prophet? Look at diabetes. Everyone with diabetes stands in your feet. You can understand him. Have faith in God. Come, ladies. You send me the heart trouble, say, Steve, believe with all your heart. Oh, my, do you believe?